Christos Anesti, Christos Vaskris.
Pope Benedict wished the Church of the East a happy Easter, but said that in this joyous atmosphere, he could not help but think of the people of Serbia, Romania, and Bulgaria, who are suffering because of the recent flooding of the Danube. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from the region, with many towns and villages completely underwater.
Sono loro vicino con la preghiera.
The Pope said that he's close to these people in prayer, and that he hopes that with the help of all people, they can quickly overcome these present difficult moments. The Holy Father was speaking during his Regina Caeli message as the Western Church celebrated the second Sunday of the Octave of Easter, the Sunday of Divine Mercy.
Today's Gospel portrays the risen Christ as a bearer of peace, granting the Church the power to forgive sins. On this, the second Sunday of Easter and Divine Mercy Sunday, may God's blessings of reconciliation and peace be with you all.
Pope Benedict made mention of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, who instituted the liturgical feast of the Divine Mercy and who died last year during the vigil of the feast. For more, we go to Melanie Rodier.
Beati misericordiosi troveranno misericordia.
For many people, yesterday was really the first anniversary of the death of Pope John Paul II. The Pope died during the vigil of the Feast of Divine Mercy, a feast he himself put on the liturgical calendar in the Jubilee year. Today, in churches around the world, special masses are being held to promote the mercy of God, a practice promoted by the visionary, Saint Faustina Kowalska. Monsignor Giuseppe Bart is rector of the Church Santo Spirito in Sassia, located just outside the colonnade of St. Peter's Basilica, and where there is a strong devotion to Saint Faustina. He says the divine mercy means the love that wants the good of the other, the love that wants compassion, the love that raises mankind above its weakness and towards the infinite heights of the sanctity of God. Many of the masses for divine mercy will be held at 3 p.m. local time, the traditional time of the death of Jesus, the time at which God showed the full depth of his mercy.
Gesù nelle rivelazioni a Sor Faustina ha insistito molte volte sul fatto.
Monsignor Bart says that in Christ's revelations to Sister Faustina, he insisted many times that all people should have access to this mercy, beginning with the biggest sinners, or rather, that the greater the sinner, the greater is the mercy of God. The Roman priest says that Sister Faustina encouraged people to approach the divine mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation, which she called the Tribunal of the Divine Mercy. Sister Faustina Kowalska was canonized by Pope John Paul II in the year 2000. I'm Melanie Rodier.